This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, a special edition of Senior Care Live. It's the last program of 2015, and wow, that is absolutely crazy. Where on earth did this year go? Holy cow. Time is moving fast, and we are having fun, so how about that? This program, as you probably already know, it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And as I mentioned before in the past, our listenership is growing. It's really moving, folks. So many people now refer to Senior Care Live as appointment radio, and they tune in every week. I am so humbled. I'm so honored by that. Thank you very much. Word of mouth is really spreading quickly. And again, just thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your wonderful support. If you have a question about this program and how we can help you and your family, you can call now. You can call anytime. Just write the number down, 1-800-331-6445. And operators are standing by to take your call 24 hours a day. So again, call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, be sure to sign up for the free e-newsletter, and check out our free upcoming educational events. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and I'll speak a little bit more about this later in the program, but you can check it out online again, Senior Care Consulting. That's with an I-N-G, seniorcareconsulting.com. And my firm offers a highly specialized, deeply personal service where we help you and your family find the right senior care facility for your elderly loved ones. It could include independent living, assisted living, nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care. And with the recent television news stories about poorly performing nursing homes and another news story pointing out that not all memory care is the same, it is now more important than ever before to ask the right questions and do your homework and get it right. And guess what? This is just exactly what we do. We've been serving families in the Kansas City area since 2002, and we can help you through this daunting process in just a few hours. So be sure to call for a free consultation. All right. So on the program today, I've just been asked so many questions, and it's the same question over and over again. And recently I've just had a lot of this. So I just thought I'd address those questions here today on the program. What is the difference between independent living, assisted living, and the nursing home type of care? So I'm not going to get into in depth with some of these, but I will with others. So an independent living facility, what it is, it's an apartment. It has a few services such as housekeeping. They'll make one or two meals per day. There you have socialization activity type opportunities available. It's generally a larger apartment. These are nice places, and you get to downsize and not worry about maintenance and utilities and property taxes and all those sort of things. So that's generally speaking an independent living apartment. You are on your own, fully independent, but you're not alone. All right, let's move on to the assisted living level. So this is a big misunderstanding, I think, by most people. An assisted living apartment, assisted living facility, assisted living community is not a medical model. Let me say that again. Assisted living is not a medical model. It's a social model. They do a lot for you, okay? But it's not a medical care model. They're designed to help you with your activities of daily living, such as they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They provide all meals for you, activities, laundry, and other assistance. All right. So the one medical service that they do offer is to distribute your medications.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So when you're out there looking at all these facilities, be very careful of what you're being told, or should I say sold, out in the marketplace. Just be very, very careful. There are many independent living facilities that will say, well, we're just like an assisted living facility. We can do all of that. But guess what? They're not. Now, most of these people, they're doing a good job for you, and they are not intentionally misrepresenting their community. So let me say that right out of the gate here. But sometimes it gets a little dicey out there. You just have to understand an independent living facility is not an assisted living facility. So in independent living, again, I just explained what that is. In assisted living, they're licensed by the state of Kansas or Missouri. They provide care staff that provide you personalized support. So, I mean, they do a lot for you. But so with the independent living, what they're talking about there, and this is a great fit for a lot of people, you can stay in your independent living apartment, and then they have a home care service on site that can come and see you in 15-minute increments and help you a little bit here and a little bit there. So if you don't need the 24-hour care and support, that's a great option for a lot of people, but that is not an assisted living facility. There are many assisted living facilities. Now, so I'm going to move on. So many independent living facilities will say, oh, we're just like assisted living, but they're absolutely not. You better be careful. Be careful there. Know what is offered and what the limitations are. And then you have many assisted living facilities, and they say that they're an age-in-place community and your loved one will never have to move. And many times this statement is true, but guess what? Many times this statement, frankly, falls into the category of overpromise and underdeliver. Now, the national statistic, now it may not be applicable to every single facility, I'm sure it's not, but the national statistic, according to an excellent, excellent report, says 59% of assisted living residents will need to move to the next higher level of care, which is at the nursing home level. Now, sometimes it's because a resident's care needs have exceeded the available support at the assisted living and what they can offer. And sometimes it's just because a resident may run out of money. And guess what? The assisted living facility does not accept Medicaid. So there, let me just share a quick story with you. Early on in the development of senior care consulting, this is clear back in maybe 2004. I receive a call from a young lady. She was about 31, weeping on the phone. They're kicking my grandma out. They're kicking my grandma out. And I'm like, whoa, back up. Let's talk about this. She was very sad. She got herself together. And the bottom line is she found a great place. They offered great care for her grandmother. And she had been there for a long time, and she had gone through about, well, actually over $300,000 worth of private funds to pay for her care. And then she gets this letter one day, and they say, you know, your grandma, you're going to have to move her, and here's the date they need to move her, and she had very little warning. She thought they had done something wrong, but here's the bottom line is they said, well, your grandma's out of money, and we don't take Medicaid. So you're going to have to move her to somewhere that accepts Medicaid. And she was so sad. She said her grandmother loved this place. And then she got really mad. She's very, very upset because she said, but they didn't tell me this. They did not tell me this. And she said, but to be fair, I didn't ask either. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just happy to find this great place. And so I intervened. I helped her find a Medicaid certified facility, and that worked out just fine. Okay. But you have to know what you're getting into. You have to pay attention to the facility licensure type, the level of care, the payment method today and into the future. You have to pay attention to location. You have to pay attention to personal preferences and needs. And if this place does not meet all of those pieces, all of those components today and into the future, then it's not a fit for you. Now, let me move on to the nursing home. Sometimes the nursing homes will say they can care for residents with Alzheimer's or dementia. And while this may be true to some extent, at some point in the resident's decline, if the nursing home does not have a true secured memory care unit or neighborhood, okay, the resident will have to move. And commonly this is because of wandering or exit seeking or behaviors that are commonly associated with memory impairment. So January and February represent the peak demand for all care facilities. So when you're out and about and you're out touring one of the many facilities in our metro area, be careful and do your homework.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, and as I've mentioned many times before, we are heading right into the peak demand for all of these nursing care facilities. So again, folks, be very, very careful. After the break, I'm going to talk about some other levels of care. I'm going to introduce you to our services at Senior Care Consulting. So we'll do that right after this break. So the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. This is a true or false one, okay? All assisted living facilities help their residents with incontinence management. Is this statement true or false? All assisted living facilities help their residents with incontinence management. Is the statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now 1-800-331-6445. And no worries, if you don't have a radio, no problem at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you can click the big button. It's very conspicuous. You cannot miss it. It says, Listen Live. You click that thing and it'll stream to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your computer, any electronic device. And it's just really, really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. And let me say this, we're having a whole bunch of fun. And my wife sometimes, she'll be like, okay, what is it? What is it? And I'm like, no, you're just going to have to wait. So anyway, and I know a lot of people really enjoy it. They also enjoy the drum roll and the cymbal crash. So that's all kind of, hey, that's the kind of top level production by the one and only producer extraordinaire, Mark Groves. He is a number one. So, Mark, thanks for all your help here on the program. You're excellent and most awesome. All right, the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. All assisted living facilities help their residents with incontinence management. Is the statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. While most assisted living facilities will help their residents with incontinence management, okay, most will do that, some will not. And the ones that do help are willing to engage in assisting with this activity of daily living to varying degrees. All right, so this is just really, really, really tough, and you absolutely have to know what you're getting into. This is only one of many variables when searching for an assisted living facility, and this, in my opinion, this makes assisted living the most difficult type of care to navigate when you're trying to determine the right one to meet your unique needs. And here's the problem. They're not standardized at all. Okay, there isn't a cookie cutter that says all assisted living facilities must do A, B, C, and D. I mean, there are wide, wide fluctuations and variants here. So many, many differences between them. So do your homework, understand what you're getting into, or you could go by the motto of Senior Care Consulting, and here it is, know your options, choose with care. How about that? All right, the next level of care is the nursing home level. And this is fairly standardized. Okay, so the nursing home level is a medical model. This is the most restrictive level of care. It's the least amount of personal space that you have because it's not that much about the space. It's primarily about the care that you receive. All right, so with Senior Care Consulting, I started the firm in 2002 after helping my own grandparents through the transition from their home to an assisted living apartment. And let me tell you, that was tough. That was tough. And I had this realization. I thought, wow, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And then the thought kind of dawned on me, what are other people doing going through this difficult process without the benefit of my background? They're making decisions they're not comfortable with. They're depending on others. And guess what? There's a lot of bad information, inaccurate information all over the marketplace out there. And so I just saw that it was a big need that I could help families just in the exact way that I helped my own grandparents and my own family. And that's what we do. We help you find the right fit at the facility level of care, fitting and meeting your unique needs and your circumstances. All right. And that is it. When home is no longer an option. And let me say, if you can stay home, there's probably more of this program focused on how to remain independent in your home. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. Okay. But if home is no longer an option and you need to move to an independent living, assisted living, or nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care type of senior community, this is where we can really, really help you. And guess what? We do not accept a single penny from any of the care communities. And why would we? Right? We work for you. So here's our business model. It's a flat fee for service. So our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or an accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. This is the process that we help you through. Now, we have great business relationship, working relationship with most of the senior care communities in the Kansas City and expanded metro area. Okay, but there are no dollars exchanged. So this makes my services with Senior Care Consulting 100% objective, unbiased, and there, frankly, is nothing else like it, period. So I actually spoke with someone recently, and they know a representative from one of these free referral services. And after learning that the free referral services get paid by the places they recommend, they said, no, thank you. I'm not interested. That's not in my best interest. That is yours. And they chose to work with Senior Care Consulting because, again, we're 100% unbiased, completely objective, and we do not receive kickbacks or reimbursement from any of the senior care communities. And that's look, folks, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just telling you a fact. That's the right way to do business. It's the ethical way to do business. And trust me, many facilities have tried to throw a whole bunch of money at or toward senior care consulting, and we politely decline. We appreciate that, but no, that does not work with our business model. No, thank you. And so, if this approach resonates with you, if you want nothing to do with a free referral service that doesn't work for you, they work for a short list, a limited number of facilities that pay them thousands and thousands of dollars to get you in the door. If that doesn't work for you and you want someone who is your advocate to represent you and your family in your best interest and look at and evaluate the entire marketplace to find the top fits for your family and your need, if that resonates with you, if that connects with you, if you're interested in that and you're getting ready to go out and evaluate the marketplace, I would encourage you to give me a call. Just ask for me. My name is Steve Kuecker. The company is Senior Care Consulting. Here's the number, 913-749-7899. You can call anytime, Senior Care Consulting at 913-749-7899. If you're not ready for a phone call, but I have your interest, you're like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like the right thing. Let me check it out. You can just go online, Senior Care Live. Excuse me. Well, you could do that too, but seniorcareconsulting.com and learn a lot more about the services that we offer. All right, we're going to shift gears and introduce my next guest, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And fellas, thanks for being on the program today.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve. All right, can you believe it's the end of 2015?
I can't believe it. This year has just shot by.
It's just, I honest to God, I don't know where it went. It's just ridiculous.
Well, we only have a few days left, so I hope next year is as good as this year has been.
Absolutely, absolutely. Amen to that. So, all right, so if you want to reach Mr. Remodeler, we're going to get into a whole bunch of information here right after the break. Here's the number, and look, Mr. Remodeler has been in business since 1969. How many other companies can say that? Reach out to them at 816-453-3049 or at 913-362-7166 or online at Mr. Remodeler. That's MRRemodeler.com. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by to take your call at 1-800-331-6445. And if you hear the program and you're like, wow, I wish this person could have heard that, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast section, and you can click on any previously aired episode. Give us a few days to get the most recent one up, and then it'll be there for your friends, family, colleagues at work, etc., to go back in here. And let me say this, I'm driving the good folks here at Talk 980 AM crazy because I am a numbers guy. I have to see progress. I want to see lines moving in the right direction and all that stuff. And let me tell you what, the podcasts started off strong, and they just continue to climb every single month. We have lots and lots of people very deliberately after the fact going back and listening to podcasts of this program. So thank you very much. And that's always that's just always an option for our listeners. So I appreciate you doing that as well. Back to the good guys at Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And again, call Mr. Remodeler if you think. On this program, Keith and Mark, you guys do a lot of remodeling that that falls into different categories, but we kind of focus on this program to remodeling in an effort to age in place and do that safely and successfully and try to save you money over having to move out to a care facility.
Definitely. It's a huge market for us, as well as just the general remodeling that we do, kitchens, bathrooms, mm-hmm. you know, room additions, and those types of projects. But we're certainly equipped to help you with whether the project's grab bars, ADA modification for a bathroom, kitchen, whatever the case might be.
Ramps, widening the doors.
Exactly.
What new lighting, Keith? Well, I know one of your hot buttons is you have to be well lit so you can see different textures and maybe a step up or a step down.
Yeah, falling's the number one way people get hurt in a house. So lighting's huge. We go in a lot of homes, and a lot of times the lighting just really isn't sufficient.
Yeah, absolutely. And the older I get, the more, I'm just a tender young 54, right? But I swear to goodness, my vision is a little more light dependent now than it was 10 years ago, and I'm only 54.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is a big deal. You get in your 70s, you want to stay home, you don't want to move somewhere, and that's one of the critical issues that have to be addressed. So, Mr. Remodeler, again, been in business since 1969 in Kansas City, a fantastic, locally owned, Kansas City supportive company. Do business with a local company, right? Since 1969, are you kidding me? They're certified age-in-place specialists. They've been doing this type of work before there was such a certification. Give the good guys at Mr. Remodeler a call at 816-453-3049. In Kansas, it's 913-362-7166 or online at MrRemodeler.com.
Now that the Christmas is over and we're heading into New Year's, this is a perfect weekend if you're sitting around with family, your parents, your grandparents, whatever the situation might be, to kind of do an evaluation of, their health, their ability to get around the house, maybe some of the needs that they have this year that weren't evident last year. So it's just a good time to bring up conversation with your other family members and say, maybe mom and dad need some help, or whether maybe that's many things. It could be some home improvement projects, in-home care, whatever the situation might be. But it's also a time where, possibly the elder person, whether it be the grandma or the grandpa, or father or mother, whatever the situation might be, needs to sit down with the children and say, we're starting to have some limitations, and rather than wait till, which I see all the time, it becomes an emergency situation where we need help and we need it right away, and these things just don't happen overnight.
Well, a lot of the adult children, we are not equipped to talk to our parents about these tough conversations. We're just not. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's a role reversal, and frankly, most of us are just not very good at that.
I've been in the situation myself with my parents, and it is uncomfortable, and sometimes you have to make those hard decisions. So, I am seeing a more of a trend where people are being proactive, being the older generation of, I don't want to put all of this on my children, so let's deal with some of this now. And it's just reality. We're going to all need help at some point. It's just the level of care that we need.
I'm talking to more and more people, and I absolutely agree. I'm speaking with more and more people, and they're wanting to get out ahead of this a little bit. And I think just this educational message of being proactive. Don't wait for a fall crisis emergency. Don't do that. And I'm seeing more and more of the elderly parents broach the subject with their adult children. Your dad and I we're not getting any younger. We're having a little problem with the stairs, we're having a tough time negotiating the bathroom. And we were thinking about maybe making some changes to the home so that we can live here on our own home. Are you seeing that, Keith?
Well, yeah, we see a lot of it, everything from room additions to just altering a bathroom. And like Mark said, you want to get ahead of the ball because, you know, even like something as simple as you think is a bathroom, by the time you decide what you want to do to it, make all your selections and everything else, that's going to take a few weeks. Getting the material in is going to take a few more weeks. And then, of course, doing it's going to take a few more weeks. So, you know, if you have an accident today, you may not have a bathroom you can actually use for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, so all these things, they're a process. And if it's the kind of thing where you're wanting to move where it's on one level, which if you look at nursing home prices, it's pretty easy to justify something if you're going to be taken care of full time for, you know, an entire year.
Yeah.
You're talking even more time for something like a room addition or, you know, converting a basement. So maybe your kid's basement so you can live in the basement, but you want it to not feel like you're living in a basement.
Sure.
So you've got several weeks in a project like that of figuring out what the proper design is, what are the alterations need to be made. This isn't something you just jump into.
Well, you're looking at either for assisted living or the nursing home level of care. You're looking at somewhere between $70,000 and easily $100,000. It could be more than that, but $70,000 to $100,000 per year.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's kind of a no-brainer if you need to, you know, to gut the bathroom or make some modifications to live on one floor or make the get rid of the bathtub and maybe have a roll-in shower, whatever right. It is, pretty easy to make that decision financially.
Well, and yep. These are improvements to your home that you should get benefit when you go to sell the house. And a lot of, you know, people, particularly as they're getting older, might not have done anything for years. And this is a way to improve the home, but at the same time, put off that next step of possibly independent care, assisted living, whatever that next step might be. But it's a good way to offset some of those costs, but actually bring some value to the home. So if you get to that point where you need to sell it, one, it's going to be worth more money, but it also possibly might sell quicker, which sometimes is of importance too.
Well, that's a big benefit. And I'll tell you what, I love the idea that we've kind of touched on this program that it adds value to your home, and it's not necessarily for someone who is older. So the perfect right. example, Keith, I know this is kind of a big hot button for you, is these walk-in, just roll-in, zero-entry showers.
Right.
And I looked at houses, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, thinking about moving maybe, and we didn't. But one of the main features, and they were awesome, there's a pretty good size, his and her shower, where there's no shower curtain, there's no door. You just walk in the opening, and then you've right. got two nice shower heads there. And I worked with a lady recently, and she had that done at their home. She was able to keep her husband home for about 3 years.
Right.
Just because they added this shower, and they didn't have to move to the nursing home. Once mm-hmm. they needed to do that, I helped her do that. But 3 years... and her husband was about $120,000 a year. Just do the math. This is easy
right.
stuff.
Right. Well, I've got a friend of the family, really. She's almost 90 and just, it wasn't a broken hip. It was the bolt into your femur broke off. But mm-hmm. anyway, you know, other than that, perfectly healthy. But all of a sudden that comes along and now luckily she's in a situation where she can pay for it, but she's paying for 24-hour care
mm-hmm.
in her home, which is very expensive. She got some kind of deal on it, but and nothing in her house had been converted. You know, she had some grab bars up, but that's about it. So, you know, I can't stress enough, waiting till something happens to do it becomes a real problem.
Well, yeah. And if you're working with, you know, a good company, I mean, you guys aren't waiting for the phone to ring. Your phones ring constantly.
Right.
And then you are meeting with people, preparing estimates, right? Signing agreements, ordering parts, bringing the labor in, doing all the work. And there's this time frame in there where you can't just turn around and just do the thing tomorrow. So the proactive approach right. is just the smart way to do it if you can.
It's definitely better to do something on your own terms and not have those terms dictated to you. And if time is one of those things that is working against you, it doesn't really give you the time sometimes to evaluate what those needs are, or maybe the products that you need aren't readily available. So you might have to, you know, accept something that isn't really what you want, when in reality, if you would have done it sooner, you could have it.
Oh, absolutely. And Keith and Mark, after the break, I also want to touch on, you know, the insurance and the estimates and just the different way that you approach this versus a lot of other businesses out there. So for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, connecting with you, reach out to Keith and Mark at Mr. Remodeler at 816-453-3049 in Kansas, 913-362-7166. And online at MrRemodeler.com. Now, don't forget, that's MrRemodeler.com. More about remodeling your home to age in place right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. And back to my special guest, the good guys from Mr. Do you like me calling you good guys?
It's better than bad guys.
Oh. Yes, true.
great would be better.
Great.
It's good. You know?
The great guys from Mr. Remodeler.
Oh, did we put words in your mouth?
Oh, well, you did, but it's true. So. It's true. You are great guys.
The mediocre guys from Mr. Remodeler.
Sometimes okay guys from, no. But they really are great guys from Mr. Remodeler. Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And again, if you're interested in reaching out, we're going to talk about kind of the process because it's a little different than I think a lot of businesses have as far as their approach. But if you want to reach out, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. If you're driving and you're like, man, I can't write that down, I can't remember it, just call the Senior Care Live number, request the number or their website. We'll get it right back out to you, okay? That's that 800 number if you have that written down. We've got you covered. Just call, reach out. We'll make sure that you're connected online at MR Remodeler, MRRemodeler.com. So I have a need. I'm being proactive. I'm listening to the program. I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. And you are great guys. so I want to get ahead of this and I'm going to call you guys. What happens?
Well, the call comes in. The information is taken down and then we try to get back to them within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So honestly, sometimes if we're just slammed, it might be a little longer than that, but we try to get back to them right away, set up that initial appointment to figure out what they want. Depending on the size of the project, but more times than not is just to get an idea what they want, what the customer wants, take pictures, take measurements, basically define the scope of the project. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, we go back, work up an estimate. If designs need to be done, designs are done. Sometimes we work with a designer, basically we work up the estimate and drawings, then go back and present them.
Okay, so on a larger type of a larger scale, Marky, I think you said it depends on the scope.
Well, it does. If you need a two or three grab bars, it's something we can come out and
pretty straightforward.
Pretty much give you a price while we're there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If it's something you want to do, simply write up an estimate and get you scheduled so that we can get that project done fairly quickly for
you. But if it's something about, you know, tearing out half a bathroom or something, or like Keith, I know you have a bid out to add a master bedroom on the first floor to keep everything there. So on the larger scale and larger scope projects, is going to be a two visit scenario. I like that idea because how many times have we had a pushy salesperson come in and give you a quick bid and how do you know what that is? And then if you do hire them, which that there's red flags everywhere, then later on, oh, it's another 10 grand because they miscalculated something.
Definitely. Those larger projects, there's a thought process that needs to go into it. And also I think the homeowner sometimes, after we've been there, I think part of our job is really to raise questions for the homeowner too, because they haven't necessarily thought the whole process too. They just know, I want a bathroom, I want a room addition, but you know, they need some guidance, and that's where we come in.
Well, and if you think about just a bathroom, so say you want to rip out the tub and do a walk-in shower or zero entry shower, change out your vanity top and a new toilet. Your basic 8x5 hallway bathroom. The selection you get, and you want grab bars. So you're going to have to pick out the style of grab bar. You got to pick out what, if you want to, we push a lot of Onyx for showers. It's low maintenance. You don't have to worry about grout lines. It looks nice. So you got to pick out the Onyx, and you can do two tone where the base is one color, the walls are another, and maybe do a stripe around the top. You got to pick out the faucets. You got to pick out what color the Onyx top's going to be for the vanity. And do you want the sink? What shape do you want the sink? What configuration do you want it? Do you want it a different color than the top? Do you want a little halo around the top? Then we get to the cabinets. When we get to the cabinets, you got cabinet door styles, type of wood. You know, there's so many selections to be made.
Hardware.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's so many selections to be made. It's usually about 3 hours, 3 hours out of their day once they've signed the contract, making selections at two or three different vendors, trying to figure out what all that is. So, I mean.
And you can have them out to one of the vendors to choose the Onyx, to choose the faucets and the hardware and the sinks and all that business.
Right. We don't send you to Home Depot to pick out everything.
Yeah.
We go to our vendors and walk through it. I didn't even mention flooring.
Right. Oh, boy.
And there is a process, but we help you through that process.
Right.
It doesn't need to be overwhelming. It's not, we don't just say, okay, great, we've got your business, now go out and find what we're going to use for your project. You know, we guide you through that process. And there again, we do have a design service available. If we need that, we can certainly bring her in, which, sometimes that's helpful just to, you know, have a third party there to validate your selection sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
absolutely. Well, and the thing that I think is worth more than education and degrees and the certified age and place specialist, you know, certification and all that is we all have aging parents.
Right.
We've all been there and done that. And Keith, you went through all that with your own dad, and your mom is still here. And Mark, you're working with your mom right now, who needs care.
Right.
And I helped my grandparents and my dad, and my mom's still doing pretty darn good, but I help her here and there and that sort of thing. So we're all living this. And so this whole concept of aging in place and everything, we have a lot of personal experience that helps just as much and maybe sometimes more than our professional experience.
Right.
Well, it's definitely, you know, brings it closer to home. And, you know, when you've gone through that whole process, it's a good feeling though, to go out and help other people as well.
So. And I think having gone through it, you notice different things because you've had to deal with that you're not pulling knowledge from a class. You're pulling knowledge from, oh yeah, that was a pain to have to deal with. Let's not do that.
Yeah, and these are some of the intangibles that I think are huge, huge benefits from working with Mr. Remodeler. And there's nothing against the 20-year-old. I was 20 years old one time and all of that sort of stuff. But working with someone who's been in this business for a long time, and then you have that personal connection, I think that's worth a lot. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's talk about the staffing and the turnover at your place, because you virtually have no turnover. Is that correct?
No, I mean, our production manager has been there 22 years up until, this year we hired two new salesmen, but they both have, or estimators, they both have a tremendous amount of experience, but Mark was actually our newest employee, and he's been with us 12 years.
Yep. He's a new kid on the block.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
young, just new.
Yeah, okay. Newest estimator.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, there's a ton of experience. It's a team that's been together for a long time. They know how to work together. There's no real competition. If we got problems, we ask each other, oh, how would you solve this? How would you solve that?
Excellent, excellent. Long-standing employees, long-standing business, Mr. Remodeler, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166 or online at mrremodeler.com. Thanks, Keith, and thanks, Mark. And,
Thank you, Steve.
And I guess, Happy New Year, right?
Exactly.
Happy New Year.
Well, all right. And to everyone listening, I'm so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.